I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 500,000 children in the U.S. spend time in foster care each year. To talk about the role that foster parents play in the lives of children in foster care is Dr. Elizabeth Wallace. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics and the director of the Foster Care Support Clinic at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Wallace, tell us a bit about the Foster Care Support Clinic.
The Foster Care Support Clinic is a medical home that's specially designed to meet the needs of kids who are in foster care in South Carolina. So we provide primary care services. We are also an integrated behavioral health clinic, meaning that we have therapists and staff who are expert in the specific needs of kids in foster care and can try to meet those needs and also work with all the agencies that are involved in those kids' care to make sure they get what they need.
Dr. Wallace, what sort of parent training or parenting skills are especially important for foster parents?
So I think the most important thing that foster parents can do is understand what childhood trauma looks like and understand that kids who have experienced abuse or neglect are often suffering from the complications of trauma. So they may be kids who are aggressive or impulsive or do things that bother people. And so a really good foster parent understands that the behavior is not because they're a bad kid or they're ungrateful or something else, but rather that they're a kid who's had a lot of life experience that's led them to behave this way. Good foster parents are really good at being patient with that behavior and understanding it takes time, and also seeking out evidence-based treatments to help these kids.
Are there enough foster parents in place to meet the needs of all the children that are in foster care?
So there's actually not. There's a real shortage of foster parents in South Carolina. And the result of that is that a lot of children, even sometimes young children, are placed in group home settings, as well as being placed, you know, several hours away from where their biological family is, which makes things like visitation and other stuff much more challenging.
And is there a specific training or classes for foster parents?
So there are. And actually, all foster parents in the state of South Carolina are required to be licensed in some way, either through the Department of Social Services or through one of the private agencies. And we offer classes that help them to maintain that licensure. So those are classes around, you know, what trauma-informed care is, understanding symptoms of ADHD or anxiety or depression, or understanding how to manage the disruptive behavior of a young child who's in foster care.
What are some of the qualities of a really good foster parent?
So I am fortunate. I've worked with some really incredible foster parents. And the best foster families really give kids the patience and support that they need. So they don't expect that a child will trust them within a specific time frame. They don't expect that a child's behavior will change overnight. Somebody told me once that kids who are the most needing of love often ask for it in the most unlovable ways. And so I think that the really strong foster parents are incredibly patient and incredibly forgiving and have expectations in terms of these kids' potential, but don't have a time frame around how long that might take.
So they're really tailoring a good bit of their parenting to that individual child and that child's needs.
Exactly.
Dr. Wallace, thanks for this information about foster parenting and children in foster care.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.